This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. We're having a ball, aren't we?
We sure are, Dean. And I've been a little bit tickled by a story that Gary with the news has brought to us a couple of times already this afternoon. Now, there is a Melbourne-based mother. She's a comedian and author. Her name is Nellie Thomas, and she is planning to spend the day at Midsummer Carnival going around giving away free mum hugs.
I love it. I think it's great. So much so that I'm going to try to get her on the show next week.
I would love to have her in.
Or at least at Carnival Day, we'll try and interview her.
Now, it's something that she saw overseas was happening and wanted to bring it
here. There's actually been a mother who's been going to same-sex weddings overseas and just offering to be the mum for any same-sex couples who don't have support. And even so, there's going to be a movie. Jamie Lee Curtis is going to play the mum in a movie. That's how...
Really?
Awesome this is. But how lovely that this mum is just offering to...
It's so beautiful.
..to give support to people.
There's a couple of quotes here from her that I think are just absolutely beautiful. She said that she just wants kids and grown-ups to know that if their parents can't accept them for who they are, that's their parents' failure, not theirs. How beautiful is that?
Oh, that's so awesome. It's true as well.
She also said that it's a parent's job to love their kids for who they are, and that she wants these kids to know that they will find people who will love them unconditionally.
It's so wonderful. And you know what we thought we'd do? We'd get one of our favourite mums on the phone.
She's definitely my favourite mum.
But if I say she's my favourite mum, my mum will crack it.
No, you're not allowed to say that, but I can say that. I can say that safely. My own mother, in fact, Mandy, joins us. Hi, Mandy.
Hello, Mandy.
Robbie, hi, Dean.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm on holidays, mate.
Oh, nice. Nice. You're having a good one. Now, you heard us talking about these free mum hugs. What do you reckon about it? Do you think it's great?
Oh, I think it's fantastic. And I've seen it being done over in the States and wondered when somebody would start taking it up here. And I certainly feel that every time I go to Molly's, I get quite a number of hugs when I go up to Molly's. And I think it's great. Why should any of us miss out on hugs?
It's interesting. As soon as I heard it, Mum, I thought of you because it is the sort of thing that I could picture you doing. You've spoken before about, you know, perhaps one day wanting to host Christmases for those people who don't have family anymore or have been driven away by their family. So I can certainly see this for you, and you've spoken to me before about your experiences where you've met people who have shared experiences like this with you.
Yep. Yeah, and I think that what I feel my role within any community, and that's when, Robbie, you include me within the gay community, that's such a privilege for me, and even more so if I can give people hugs. And I spoke to someone at Molly's the other week and have offered to be their mum, walking them down the aisle, because there's no way known his parents are doing that. And you know, my heart breaks a bit for the parents too. I mean, they're making bad, bad, bad judgments and a bad call. But, you know, I mean, I wouldn't want to go without your hugs, Robbie. That would be pretty bad.
I mean, it might sound a bit weird to think, you know, having a stand-in parent, but really having that kind of love and support from any parent means something, especially when you might not have that from your own family. So it's really nice when you do have, you know, someone else's parent just tell you what you need to hear and do that reaching out. So it's really lovely that you do that, Mandy.
Well, no, and it's about acceptance, isn't it? Whereas for me, that's just not ever been an issue. And so when I meet guys like you, Dean, or any other Robbie's mates within the LGBTI community, I see them as I see straight people. We're people and we all have needs and we all want to be loved and cared for, and we all are entitled to feel valued. And certainly my job as a mother, first and foremostly, is to love my children. They've been given to me, and it's my job to love them no matter what and to be there for them no matter what. And I think hugs, if you're, you know, withholding that from your child, that's one of the most basic things that we all need to keep ourselves on level, I reckon.
Mum, you've had a fair amount of experience with people who have been less fortunate, both through your line of work and through volunteer stuff that you've done. What kind of effect do you think it can have on a child to not have that, you know, emotional or even physical attachment with their mothers or fathers?
I think it's soul destroying, Robbie. I think that it's really absolutely can be, and I have certainly experienced it with many people, that if my own mother won't love me, who will?
Mm.
And just even saying that just makes me, like, it is just appalling. It's just appalling. And so that I think that the difficulty is how do people have a good sense of self-awareness and of self-worth and of pride in who they are. Very difficult if you have rejection from your not just your mums, but your dads too. But mums, I think, are a bit more of a nurturing, unfortunately, the nurturing side. I mean, being a bit politically incorrect now, I think, but, you know, I think it's tough. I think it's incredibly tough.
That's why I think it's so lovely with this, that, you know, even at Midsummer Carnival, a mother and now a group of mothers are just willing to be like, they're going to have T-shirts saying free mum hugs, and for any young person or anyone who needs, you know, needs a hug from an adult and needs to know that they're not alone can have that, which I think is absolutely wonderful.
Do you know what date that's on, Dean? Because perhaps if
that's happening
country,
not this weekend, but next Sunday. So I don't want to...
It's 27th.
It's the 20th, no, I believe. It's not this weekend, it's the weekend after.
Okay.
On the Sunday. Okay. This weekend, I believe, is the 13th. So that is the 20th.
The 20th.
Look at me doing maths live on air and hoping I get it right. Yeah, so
okay, no, that sounds right. Well, we are in town, so perhaps I should contact them and offer to join them.
I think that's an absolutely wonderful idea. I think you should absolutely get yourself down to Midsummer Carnival.
And I think by extension that to that, Mum, you know, if you see me out and I'm with my mother, which happens quite frequently. I think you would be happy to extend that an invitation for a mother hug to anyone that needed one.
You've always got one for me, which I absolutely love, Mandy. I always really appreciate.
Well, I think that we are tactile beings, and it's important. It's a need, I think, and I think that as mothers we have the privilege of being able to do that for our children. And I just love it when I go, so many people, we go in there now, it's just, hello, Mum, come up, give me a hug, and I give them a hug, and I think it's great. I'm blessed by that as well.
Well, we're going to get you in touch with these mothers that are going to be doing the hugs, and so that you can
Good
be a part
you.
Of that. I think it's absolutely fantastic. Mandy, thank you for taking a little bit of time out of your holiday to come and have a chat with us today on Mad Wednesday. We really appreciate it, and I look forward to hanging out with you at Midsummer Carnival now in a couple of weeks.
See you at Midsummer.
Yes.
Okay, thanks, boys.
Thanks, love.
Bye, Mum.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Jean on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.